Welcome to Static Radio. In this episode,
we have
Flash,
Choking on Godlo,
Pyro.
Oh wow, really?
Lionheart,
Thunder,
and Kate.
Attacking small children on buses.
Ooh, let's enjoy the show. Calling up. Oh, hi, Lionheart.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? What's up? Is that a picture of you? Katie Younger.
Oh, hi.
Oh, I thought that was your fucking thing. Katie's icon looks almost like it could be Lionheart. So I thought it was his, and he just posted a picture of himself.
No, actually, it's a stray that goes around mine, like... Well, it has been for the last 11 years.
Oh, alright. I thought it was just lying. All right. It could look like him. Right now I'm looking at a blonde guy with fucking a scarf, and he's clearly indoors, which means it's gotta be Lionheart. And he's fucking very smug, looking towards the window, almost in a seductive manner.
Yep, Lionheart.
Yeah. Lionheart's fucking pictures are so fucking annoying. I'm not jealous. Can you move closer to your mic?
No.
Yeah.
Can you? I can't hear you.
I don't want to.
Okay, fine. Nobody else is gonna hear you.
I'm here being a dick.
No one else is gonna take any notes for your opinions.
What not opinions? He doesn't have opinions. I was a friend with Pyro on Facebook because we were doing a episode, which didn't get posted, obviously, and because Pyro's in it. And at one point, he was like, "Oh, I have a video of me doing stand up." I'm like, "Really?" Because apparently at his school they had an open mic night, and
let me guess, he wasn't that funny.
No, he was all right. I mean, like, you know, Pyro's Pyro. He has like fucking like, you know, little puns and shit and. Like, compared to my humor and his humor, they're pretty fucking different. Mine's, like, all raunchy and shit. I'm like, oh, my brother's gay, and he's an opera singer, so, you know, he's such a good opera singer because he sucks so much dick, all the protein gets to his vocal cords. Ba-dun-tsh! Oh, and everybody laughs.
That's actually funny.
That joke is 3 years old, by the way. I used that in ninth grade.
No, you.
Yeah, really.
No, you want to.
You know what? I probably would fuck
with him. So's your face.
Lionheart is a fucking... He's built like a Greek god.
Oh, I like Lion. Hey, Lion.
I've seen better.
Yeah.
So have I, actually. But still. So Pyro, friend requests me on Facebook, and I watch his video, and... Then I was just like, yeah, so what's up? And I'm like, now I could bother you, like, you know, now I could fuck up your internet life and your personal life. And his name is Bobby Styles. And I, for some reason, this was like 4 weeks ago that I friend requested him, but I still remember his fucking name. I remember his name, Ryan Abel is fucking Flash, Mike Turner is Mike, which is Rye, R-A-I. I don't know Johnny's last name. Bronny, Johnny. Johnny, that's his first name. I'm thinking it's something...
I love Skype.
Fucking Spanish.
I think
I know.
It's
new Skype rules, by the way.
I think it's Seaman.
Here's Pyro.
Or something like that. I think that's his last name.
How do I add... Why can't I add him?
His last name?
I wanna... Everybody else Johnny's. I could fucking call, but for some reason Pyro isn't letting me call. Oh, you do? Oh, alright, that's why. I have to actually hit call, though, if you add it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Bobby? Hi, Bobby.
What's up?
Bobby?
This just occurred to me, this is probably going to be a lost episode now.
Let me tell you about... Oh, yeah, because Pyro...
Well, yeah, I'm in it. Of course it's going to be a lost episode.
You know what? A lot of people... I love Pyro. And a lot of people, you know, just because he's not in a lot of episodes, I think that, like,
I think there's, what, two published episodes of me?
I think there's, well, you helped host one of them. Wait, no, that wasn't posted.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, yeah. Well, I'm looking on this blog that usually has really bizarre news stories, but I just read a headline that says German youth accidentally blows off own schnitzel when gun goes off in his pocket.
Nice.
That's...
Oh my God, I have a story. I was reading the news the other day in creative writing because we were we had something, you know, we had to respond to fucking news. Whatever. It's not creative anymore, but whatever. And we're reading the fucking news, and the creative writing teacher who fucking loves me. Because I'm a big fan of George Carlin, and apparently she was too, and she's like 70, whatever. So, I'm reading the news, and she goes, check out the weird news section. I never read the paper, so I didn't even know there was a weird news section. So I fucking look in it, and one of the stories is, a guy held up a fucking bank with a banana underneath his shirt. What, you knew about this too?
Yeah, and then he ate banana before the police came.
Yes! I think that's fucking hilarious. The guy had his fucking... it was like a four-year-old. Like, he just put his fucking banana underneath his shirt. And he was like, stick him up, same here. Like, I'm gonna rob your fucking bank. And then, like, they obviously were like, no. So he just ate the fucking banana and the cops came. But it's... I fucking, like... it's so sad when you see, like, a 16-year-old pregnant girl. Especially in school. Because, I don't know about... I'm sure Pyro never sees it because he goes to a Catholic school.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
Oh, wait a minute. No, you probably wouldn't. You would see him more because the girls wouldn't... They wouldn't get abortions.
No, they wouldn't.
It's dumb.
I've seen three pregnant. Two of them had a miscarriage anyway, so they kept going to school.
Yay!
Yay!
Hey, look. I like it when you see a little bit of General Tao chicken on the fucking... on the bathroom floor.
Oh, my baby!
Jesus Christ.
Messed up.
Come on. Hey, who stepped on a tomato in here?
Oh, three cheers for science. According to CNN, pot is actually getting more potent over time.
Everybody knows that. I knew that.
Apparently.
Everybody knows that.
I'd expect that from, like, Fox, not necessarily CNN.
Oh, really? Like, CNN, that's fucking Larry King on it? Oh, yeah, they're a real...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
How important is... All right, we get it. You're old and you're irrelevant.
you know what? Here's one thing we can point to Europe and say, wow, you're stupid. Okay, so... In New Zealand,
that's not Europe. I want to smack you.
Really? New Zealand. Hang on, I'm thinking of... I don't know, I was thinking of something else. Never mind. So yeah, that was my fault.
Oh my God, I hope a fish should appear in midair and fucking just beat the crap out of you.
And just slap me, yeah. That's true. Okay. However, they're dumb anyway, so we can point down under them. Whatever.
Hold on, why didn't you know that pot was more potent now than it was years ago?
I don't see how a plant can increase in potency without, like, purposeful, like, breeding.
Well, it is purposeful.
Oh, so people actually are doing that. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, people fucking get new strands of pot all the time.
Like, I don't think they would be that creative.
See, here's the pothead in me coming out. The most potent pot that you can get, that's a weird thing to say. Potent pot. The most potent, you know, strand you can get is fucking White Widow. At least that's what is pretty much the most potent. And White Widow was created in a fucking lab. Like, you know, they're just crossbreeding shit to get, you know, stronger
those
strands
idiots.
And shit. Those idiots. Those fucking geniuses. One of my first times I was high, I was on White Widow, and I smoked with a pal of mine.
You idiot.
No, fuck you. It was hilarious. People that don't do anything, and look, I've been sober for a while, but people that don't do anything are fucking boring, okay?
I'm boring!
I'm sorry, but your stories...
Hey, I'm boring!
Your
Yay,
stories
I'm boring.
Never end... Well, that's why... See, this is why
you're
these episodes
boring people.
Never get posted. That was awful. So anyways, one of my first times I was high, It was like, nah, not really one of the first. Whatever. So I was smoking White Widow with a friend of mine, and we went to... Well, first we were at his house, we were smoking, and then we... And I'm the one of the worst people to get high with, because I'll fucking... I'll totally try to, like, freak out the high people. Like, I'll make, like, noises. I'll be like, did you just hear that little kid laughing? And they'll be like, oh my god, dude, I'm freaking out. Like I'll act like I lost the weed somehow. It'll be in my hand the whole time. I'll be like, where the fuck did it go? Where did it go? Dude, did you drop it? Oh my fucking god, man. We're outside. How am I going to find this? Where did it go? Meanwhile, I'm smoking. Where did it go? So, fucking, and that's exactly what happened. I'll be like, oh my god, dude, did you just see a guy just walk by? He's like, what are you talking about? Oh my god. And so we go into his house. We're high out of our mind. High. Like, fucking, like... He doesn't even live on a hill. But I was walking... I was looking down, walking to his fucking... To the door to get into his house. And I felt like I was walking uphill. Just because I was looking down as I was walking on fucking completely flat ground. So I was just like, whoa, shit, man, I'm getting tired here. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm just like, whoa, we're not walking. Perhaps, and I looked up and I was like, oh, that's right. There's no hill here.
Perhaps if you're walking uphill and you just look up to the sky, no, you'll just get busy. I'm dizzy. Dizzy!
This is taking forever, so I'm just going to fast forward right through it. And here comes the awkward transition. Right now, I'm putting in the episode with me and Flash.
Because I'm somebody, damn it! All right, hold on. I'm going to pause recording, and I'm going to play the clip of me making fun of you fucking with the bit.
Right.
And I'm going to copy and paste into this so everybody can hear it.
Exactly.
And Flash is like, but you're still a fucking asshole. I'm just like...
At least we're not a mental patient.
Well, oh my god. Flash with his fucking girlfriend is hilarious. He's like, I fucking love her. And she's like, I don't even know you. Flash's girlfriend. Flash with his fucking girlfriend. Last time I updated it was March 6th. Flash with his fucking girlfriend is so horrendous. The stories that he tells me. He'll be like, yeah, I was just outside of her house just staring at her. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because that's just amazing.
I was standing outside of her bedroom with a fucking... with a boombox above my, holding a boombox in the air, playing fucking Peter Gabriel In Your Eyes. He's like, come on, I want you back. She's like, who the fuck are you?
Didn't he have a new one?
Get out of my house!
Flash has like four different random-ass girlfriends coming out of nowhere. At least he calls them girlfriends. I think they're just people that he knows.
Or not.
He just calls them girlfriends. Like, you know how people have friends that are girls? He'll just be like, oh yeah, this is my girlfriend. And then she's like... Because that's just how he describes it. It's like, this is my girlfriend. Like, she's like,
this is my girlfriend. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah. Who are you? Why are you here? Who are all these people?
Get out of my house!
He takes... He's so fucking... He's so into his fucking... Like, his, like, Facebook, but, like, bringing all of his internet friends into it. He friend requested me on Facebook. Out of nowhere. He was just like, I just see fucking Ryan Abel, and I'm giving away his name. I'm not going to give away my real name. But he just goes, fucking, I'm just like, Ryan Abel wants to be your friend. I'm just like, in fucking, like, some town in, like, upstate New York. I'm like, who the fuck is this? And then all of a sudden, oh, here we go. Here he is outside the fucking, outside some girl's house. I love you! Who the fuck are you?
Get away from my house, you stupid stalker!
We were meant for each other. What? Don't you love this song?
No, fuck off!
She's crying. What are you... Come on!
Why would this guy get away from my house?
I sound like Fusion.
Yeah.
Fucking Flash.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Stop fucking wanking outside my house, you bitch.
Okay, bit's over. Okay, you pieces.
Yep. Over.
For no reason.
Is that cat again?
What? That was fucking you.
No, that was not me.
That was
you.
That
was not fucking me.
I heard it come out of my fucking speakers, okay?
I did too. What the fuck is that?
Exactly, you played a fucking sound clip.
I am not playing a sound clip.
Trying to get me off topic, you fucking
no,
asshole.
No, fuck, I don't even know what it is. I really don't fucking know what that is.
Sure.
First.
No.
No.
So, why are you so far away from the mic?
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm just really quiet.
Oh.
I want your babies.
I'm sure you do.
Love you.
Oh my god.
I want your pickle juice. Give it to me.
I want your fucking banana juice sprayed all over my fucking face.
Bananas don't have juice.
Yes, they do. You ever had banana juice?
No, they don't.
And it looks like cum.
No. That stuff's fucking artificial.
Have you? Oh my god. Why does my mouth smell like bleach? Oh, Jesus. Whenever I make that reference, I'm just like, oh, man, why does your mouth smell like bleach? I'm like, you're sucking dick. Or just like, how do you know what cum smells like? I'm just like, I don't know. Well, you don't do that. Finish on your hand. You just put it to your nose real quick. Oh, shit.
Nah, I don't taste it. I just swallow it.
Oh, all right.
Just right down the throat, you know? So far back.
You know what I like doing? I like scraping my hand on a piece of cotton that's attached to a string, and then I make cum tea, and then I drink that real quick.
See,
it's magnificent. I also like doing that with girls' tampons. It's when I make tea for count.
Now, see, I can actually see that. Offer that shit to like a vampire or whatever.
That's what it said. Count from Sesame Street.
What? Oh. I fucked me. Okay. That was fucking lame. I'm sorry.
One. What? My joke?
Yeah.
Count. Everybody knows count.
The guy from fucking, what is it? Sesame Street?
Yes.
He's a pimp.
I know he is.
Who the fuck's messaging me on Facebook? Matt Rutter.
It's me. Dutch Utter. Ah. Do you know what a Dutch Utter is?
No.
It's when a guy holds his cock and you move his arm, so he's technically jerking himself off, and you're the one manually moving his arm so that he's jerking himself off. Yeah. It's a Dutch Utter.
You know what the stranger is?
I know what a stranger is. That's when you sit on your hand and then you jerk yourself off, and it feels like somebody else is jerking you off. But here's the problem. If you do that and then you look down, it's just a guy's hand jerking you off.
Hot pocket is.
What's the hot pocket?
You don't want to know
the hot pocket. Come on, I want to know what the hot pocket is.
You really don't want to know what the hot pocket is.
You know what a Roman war helmet is?
Do I want to know what a Roman war helmet is?
That's when a girl's laying down and you put your balls on her eyes and your cock right down the bridge of her nose. Let me tell you how low my self-esteem is. I had a dream once that was about to turn into a like a wet dream, and it was me with some fucking chick for no reason, and my self-esteem was so low. I was like, I was talking to the girl, and it felt like real life too, which is the sad part. So it was like mad, like one of those real dreams. So I'm just talking to the girl, and she's starting to undress, and I just go out of nowhere, and I'm just like, you know what a Roman war helmet is? She goes, what's that? And I go, just lay down. And I fucking put my balls on her eyes. And I cocked down her fucking nose. And I don't know. And then she quickly gets up and she goes, oh my god, your balls smell like stale ham. And I just woke up just fucking in shame of something that didn't even happen. I had a dream that I got fucking turned down. Like, a girl was so disgusted with me. She was just like, I can't even fuck you.
Okay, so
that actually happened, too. That's the sad part. My dreams always suck because, like, oh my god, the other night I had a dream. My dreams are always like, I'm about to fuck this bitch, but I do something so embarrassing that, like, she's, like, completely disgusted. The other night I had a dream that I was about to, like, I was, like, going out with this girl, and I just kept on farting for no reason. Like, I couldn't control it. And she just throws a fucking, I was just like, yeah, so, and I was like, oh, shit. She was just like, you know what? I don't even want to see you anymore. She fucking left the dream, and suddenly I was in a bar alone, farting, and I just woke up. My dreams are fucking so sad.
Sounds like it.
Most people have great dreams. They're just like, dude, then I fucked this bitch, and I had, like, you know, dream cum. It was like 5 gallons of cum going everywhere, and the fucking euphoria I had coming out of me was fucking amazing. I woke up, best dream ever. Best dream fucking ever. My dreams are like, yeah, so I was in the middle of sociology class in my dream, and I walked by 2 girls and I crop dusted them. They gave me dirty looks. You know what the sad part is? That happened in real life. Yeah, it did. It's one of the worst fucking things I think I've ever done in class in fucking like 10 years. I was walking by these 2 girls because I had to present a PowerPoint thing in my sociology class, and everybody was talking and shit, and the person that just presented didn't say a word. He just showed us the pictures in it because he didn't want to talk, and I was just like, well, I don't know how I could, you know, beat a presentation like that. And I fucking, as I'm walking up, I just go, I have one of those sick farts where it just goes like this. As I walk by the 2 fucking girls, completely unaware that, like I had no idea I was about to fart or anything because I've been taking a lot of fiber. So I'm just like, oh my god, this is fucking terrible. And as I'm presenting, they're just looking at me with this fucking just disdain fucking look on their face. Just completely disgusted, like, oh my god. This guy just fucking walked by us and just farted.
Wow.
And then, you know what the worst part is? I fucking sat down and my ass was wet. I basically shit my pants when I was walking by these 2 girls in my class. And if that does not make it into the fucking intro, I don't know what will.